we couldn't narrow it down to two songs, because to us each new song was like in a new direction and a whole, you know, different thing. Like it's like if you write a short stories or plays or something, each one's like a whole new cast of characters, a whole new set of situations, a whole new, you know. So to just pick two, that was impossible. But anyway, so we recorded Young, Gifted, and White and a couple other songs. That was, I think we went in 1981, we went in the studio and we recorded like three or four songs. And, you know, one of them came out good. And so then we went back in 82, I guess, and we did Young, Gifted, and White and a couple more songs. And then we had enough that sounded good to put out on a record. A record that nobody would buy. That was one of our brilliant business decisions, was like putting out our music on a format that no one sold or bought anymore. There just was not a market for those. Stores that wouldn't even carry a 10-inch record in those days, which we found out when we put it out. Although I do see it pop up on eBay every once in a while for some ridiculous amount, like $100. What? I'm not going to get any royalties from that, though. Where's my nickel for that one?